and a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Happy Thursday, everybody. One more day and the normal work week's over, but let's check out some temperatures. It's already 81 degrees at the May Ranch and at Beaver. I had to think who that is. Hot spot right now. I just see this change is Eva out there in the panhandle. It is, 82 degrees, 74 at Eric, 73 at Altus, 73 at Weatherford, 79 at Fairview, and 75 at Medford. Out here in the panhandle, more of the same, 79 degrees at Lipscomb, 74 at Dozer, Wellington, you're 74, and 73 degrees at Odell. Okay, I'm going to start this show out a little bit different today, and I'm just going to warn you guys, my boss, Gabe, has got me trying some new pouch that you use in your mouth that's supposed to keep you more focused. So if I get out of control here in a little bit, you'll understand why. It tastes good. I mean, it's got a good flavor to it. Okay, I want to talk about, I had a friend call me yesterday, and yes, we need to. We need to talk about farm safety. You know, the farms are pretty much busy year round, but we're going into the spring. Corn planting is getting ready to start. Swathing and baling is going to start. We're getting cattle off of the wheat pastures and putting them, either taking them to the feedlots or the sale barns or back into some grass somewhere, and just all kinds of things going on. So let's talk about it. And I'm not going to mention no names, but I'll tell you what happened. And it got his attention, and I could tell by talking to him on the phone, it shook him up pretty bad. So there's not everybody's got pivots, and I realize that, but those goosenecks sometimes on the top of those pivots, you got to replace them or they break off or something like that. And there's not just any really, not every farmer has a man lift out there. So you know, you use the front end loader bucket on the front of your tractor, or you put it like me when I was changing those goosenecks, I just backed my feed truck underneath the pivot and put a extension ladder up there and crawl up there. And 99% of the time you're doing it by yourself. And I guess what happened the other day that could have been really bad, turned a pivot on and was moving it. Oh, thought he was moving it away from him, and then they're going to let the tractor down or whatever was going on. Anyway, it came at him. And luckily, he had somebody else there that was running the tractor, and they noticed it and they got him. But that pivot got in between his legs and the loader and almost turned into a bad thing. So let's talk about it, this segment about farm safety. I'm just going to give you some numbers out there. Globally, there's at least 170,000 agriculture workers are fatally injured every year. Here in America, 60 to 70 deaths or injuries per 100,000 farmers are killed annually. And no injuries there. I'm sorry, the stat, 60 to 70 farmers are killed per 100,000 farmers annually. That's a lot. And here's some of the things that that cause these deaths. Grain bins and silos are one of them. Ladders and falls, pesticides and other chemicals, hazardous equipment and machinery. Let's talk about that. How many, and I want you guys to participate in this if you want to. If you see something I miss or you got a recommendation on safety, 580-225-9697 is my text line. And we'll talk about this for the next 7 or 8 minutes. PTOs on tractors, working underneath headers on combines and swathers. There's so many hazards out there in our farming industry. It's just, there's too numerous to count. But the ones that just every day, PTO, I know a couple guys that's been hurt severely with that. They catch your loose clothing. There's no reason in the world for you to be back there while that machine is running a PTO, whatever it is, whether it's a baler or combine or whatever, mower, whatever. There's no reason for you to be back there doing that. So, you know, just shut the PTO off. And I know you need to go hear that noise, and that's fine as long as you don't get near the equipment. But there's so many people get close to those PTO shafts while they're running. It's just human nature. Oh, it ain't going to get me. Well, it can. Just like the other day, that pivot went backwards instead of forwards. You just never know. And so let's talk about that. Ladders and falls. And I've seen a guy with a bale of hay on the back of his farm bed, standing up there working on something over his head on a bale of hay. And there's all kinds of you know, things that we can do to prevent deaths. And just, you know, when you're working around chemicals, make sure you wear your gloves, wear your mask, and always wear gloves if you can. I know one of my favorite farmers, Gary, I don't even know that he owns a pair of gloves, but I can't do any work on, I don't know. I'm always bleeding. I always do something, and I got, you know, scratch myself, but I got to have my gloves on. Sorry. It's just, grab something hot and power equipment, whether it be just cordless equipment, drilling a hole or doing something like that. We just need to slow down and think about what we're doing and be more careful. And grain bins, I know they're the worst. I remember back in the day when I had to crawl in there and clean some granaries out when I was working over at K&D at Foss, and I hated it. And who thought about a mask back there? And that's probably one of the major causes of my allergies today is that dust. And because when rye starts pollinating here in another couple months, I hate even going outside because it just tears me up. But tractors, driving the tractors. How many guys out there can honestly tell me they wear their seatbelt while driving a tractor? I know it's not comfortable. I realize that. And so, you know, that's something to think about. And I know that's not going to change a lot of guys' or people's minds today wearing seatbelts and stuff like that. But we need to, it's here. Slow down. Think about it. Think about what you're doing and just make a plan in your head. A worksheet. Okay, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to hook up equipment is probably another deal on dangerous equipment. And, you know, it says, what about age? I don't know. What about age? So, working cattle. I've had my butt kicked more than once by a cow. And I guarantee you every one of those instances was my fault. I had a cow confined in trying to get her into work chute in a small space down there west of Willow one day. And, the cow wasn't wild, but she stepped on my foot. When she stepped on my foot, I fell over and it spooked her. And then she kicked my butt. I'm pretty sure I broke a couple ribs in this deal where she was, you're not acting normal. So I'm going to take you out. Just be careful. Check your equipment. Equipment maintenance is so important to what we're doing out there. Make sure all your gates on your cattle trailers and stuff's working properly, and your working lots are in good shape. And I know a lot of guys that use, just pop some old cheap panels up with some T-post and try to get cattle loaded in their trailers. Worked for years. Why change it now? One of these days, something bad's going to happen. And you don't need to get hurt. A lot of times guys are doing a lot of stuff on their own. Hopefully everybody puts their cell phone in their back pocket when they're doing something on their own. And if something was to happen, maybe you can dial 911 or help or something like that. But just think about what you're doing, and make your equipment better and safer, your lots safer. It's got nothing to do with just farmers, ranchers too. Things can happen. And we talked about it last week with ATVs. And this one survey that I read on farms, some of the worst farm safety deals is ATVs and UTVs came up again with young people. So keep that thought in your head with the UTVs and ATVs and just proper, just, hey, don't just turn them loose. Hey, don't be out there doing donuts. If that UTV was to flip on you and land on you and you're by yourself, you're going to get hurt, or even the worst case deals, fatality. And it doesn't matter whether you're a kid or a grown person out there. And, alcohol, I read some stuff in here on farm safety. Alcohol is doesn't help. It didn't give any stats on it, but it did say it doesn't help with your thoughts and what you're doing and stuff like that. So just keep in mind, everybody, just think farm safety from here on out. Just slow down. You're not in that big a hurry. Our equipment's bigger and faster nowadays, and just our world needs to slow down a couple notches and get some electrical. Working on electrical stuff around the barn, around the granaries, if you got irrigation on your irrigation. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm scared of electricity. I mean, I'm not gonna not try to work on something if I know what I'm gonna do there, but I don't know what happened to me as a kid, but maybe one of my uncles stuck my finger in a light socket. I have no clue, but I have a fear for electricity. And lightning doesn't bother me, but a light bulb does. And so just be aware of what you're doing. And everybody, just keep your fingers crossed that we don't have any injuries or fatalities in our listening area or anywhere beside that. Just think about what you're doing, and it'll all be good. All right. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And we're going to take a break. And before we go to break, I just want everybody to think about my old buddy up there at Grimes, old Donnie. He went and had some tests done yesterday, some bone marrows or whatever the heck test it was. And his back end hurts today. And he said they used a drill on him. He could hear it, but he didn't know what kind it was, and was in the hospital. So I don't know if they had a DeWalt or a Black & Decker or a Milwaukee, but he's got a sore back end today. So if you see him, don't pat him on the butt. So we'll be right back after this break.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 24th. 1,182 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 450 brought 392.50. 13 at 528 brought 360. 11 at 593 brought 335. 66 at 764 brought 291.50. 5 at 821 brought 282. 19 at 942 brought 258.50. 11 at 1,025 brought 259. 4 head of heifers at 420 brought 395. 10 at 558. Brought 330, 11 at 719 brought 274, 3 at 807 brought 253, 5 at 881 brought 248, butcher cows were 98 to 153, butcher bulls brought 125 to 190, bred cows were 1600 to 2875, pairs brought 2150 to 3150, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m., consign call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel, your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age, advantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Wellington, Texas. Here is your ag weather update. 76 degrees currently. Humidity's 49. Dew point's 55. The winds are out of the southwest at 15 miles an hour with wind gust up to 20. Peak wind gust so far today, 24 miles an hour. 2.27 inches of rain. And already this month, no red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 63 degrees. Man, if you got some moisture, get them crops in the ground. All right, let's check out, since we're talking about that, let's check out the current drought monitor map that came out today. I have a feeling in the next week or two, we're going to see some D3 in Oklahoma, especially in northwestern Oklahoma, north of the South Canadian River. Looking at this current map, southeastern Oklahoma is basically the only thing that's got any D0 going on. Oklahoma, western Oklahoma, the whole panhandle of Texas all got at least D1, D2, and northwestern Oklahoma got the, well, I guess they got the D2 going on, which is a severe drought. And a lot of red starting to show up on maps on, along the border south of here, which is, I think, pretty normal. Mississippi and Arkansas, not much going on there. And where is it? Oh, Louisiana and eastern Texas all have basically none going on. So anyway, there you have it. Not looking good, and the forecast ain't looking good either. Okay, let's see here. What was I going to do? Oh, let's do the Lipscomb grain market update. I'm sorry, the Lipscomb Dealers Grain Market Update. And there, she's updated. Currently, right now, May corn is at 448 down 2 3/4. July is 456 down 2 3/4. Soybeans for May, 1015 up 14 3/4. July, 1029 up 14 1/2. Soybean meal, May, 294.10 up 50. July is 301.50 up 10. Soybean oil, where'd it go? There it is. May, 44.30 up 166. Hard red winter wheat just keeps on going down. May, 561 down 3 3/4. And July is 575 down 4. And I think, yeah, cotton's positive. It's in the green today, up 85 for July at 68.07. West Texas oil, May, 69.70, up a nickel. Natural gas, April, 388, up 2. And looks like the NASDAQ and S&P and Dow are all in the red today, but slightly. Nothing major going on there. Let's check out some live cattle. April, 208.37, up 130. June, 204.45, up 142. Feeders for March, 287.60, up 80. April, 286.12, up 25. May is 284.82, down 35. Lean hogs are in the red today. April, 86.87, down 67. May, 88.20, down 132. I got a message on the text line here a while ago. Let's go back to it here. I wanted to share with you guys because I seen some... A news article, I think it was in all of them, Beef, Successful Farming, Farm Journal, Ag Daily, Ag Web Daily, seen where Iowa's passing a law in the process. I think they got to get the governor to sign off on it, where they cannot use eminent domain for CO2 pipelines, which I think is great because that ain't a matter of national security as far as I'm concerned. And that was one of the big deals going to South Dakota with that pipeline from Iowa, you know, because of all the CO2 from the corn. And says your periodic reminder that a cow cannot add a single atom of carbon to the atmosphere that was previously removed from the atmosphere by a plant. So cows cannot increase atmospheric CO2. They merely recycle CO2. It's not a new source of carbon. And without cows, bacteria would over time rot plant fibers and return the exact same amount of carbon to the atmosphere. But grazing cows helps grass sod fix carbon in the soil, thus increasing soil fertility over time. I appreciate that. That's a pretty good little article. And I guess my man from Clinton over there wants to know about what about age? Age with farm safety, I think, is a major topic to talk about. Our reflexes, I've noticed how my reflexes, I'm 63, but in the last 6 to 8 years, my reflexes and strength is not what it used to be. And it's probably going to keep on going downhill from here. I don't see any... unless somebody's got one of those waterfalls or ponds in their natural springs in their place where it gives youth back to you, then that's what's going to happen there. And that's true. And our average age of farmers right now is 57 and a half years old, if that tells you anything. That's nationwide. Average age of farmers is 57 years old. So, yes. As you get older, you should be getting smarter and wiser. And just think about that with farm safety going on. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were modestly higher in overnight trading as analysts expect the USDA to lower its forecast for planted acres from a February forecast, because I keep seeing these news flashes coming up. The corn is the king, so more people, I guess, are planting corn. Areas planted with beans this year likely will be estimated at 83.76 million acres in the upcoming report, according to a Rutgers poll. That's down a little bit from February of 84 million acres. Corn plantings will probably be forecast at 94.361 acres, and that's up from 94 million. Wheat will be sown at 46.47 million acres, And that's down also from the February estimate of 47 million acres. The USDA is scheduled to release its annual report at noon this coming Monday. U.S. producers likely last year planted 87.1 million acres of soybeans and 90.6 million acres of corn and 46.1 million acres with wheat, according to the USDA data. Investors are also watching today's Coalition of the Willing, a meeting with your leaders from countries that have pledged support from Ukraine as heads of state and other government officials meet in Paris to discuss security and ceasefire plans for a war-torn country. Ethanol production today is Thursday, and the production reports come out. It says ethanol output last week dropped to the lowest level in almost 2 months, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production fell to an average of 1.053 million barrels a day in the week that ended March 21st. That's down from 1.105 million barrels the previous week and the lowest since the 7 days that ended on January the 27th. Looks like Midwest, the biggest producing region, averaged 1.002 million barrels a day, and that's where that big hit came from, because they was at 1.57 million the week before. Ethanol inventories in the week through March 21st came up to 27.35 million barrels. That's up from 26.57 the week earlier. Weather-wise in our country, winter advisories have been issued for some counties in northern North Dakota and Minnesota. Snow and ice are expected. So that's still going on. In the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat is growing, dry conditions may lead to wildfires coming up tomorrow and Saturday. And I got a report on from the Oklahoma Forestry Department coming up for you here right after this break I got. And we need to find out why the head of the forestry department stepped down from his job. So we'll check on that. I'll see if I can find something on that. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Mowing season is around the corner. Are you ready? DJ's Rental and Sales is helping you get ready. During the month of March, they'll give you up to 20% off MSRP on the purchase of a new Hustler Pro Zero Turn or Cub Cadet Pro Series mower. Here's even better news. Buy two or three mowers and they'll give you 30% off. Choose from the Hustler X1 or larger models or the Pro Series Cub Cadets. Get ready at DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community.
We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
March is Ram Truck Month, and there's never been a better time to get behind the wheel of a legendary Ram truck at Lipscomb Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Elk City. Built for power, designed for comfort, and ready for anything. With unbeatable deals on the full lineup, there's a truck for every job and every adventure. Save more in the country this Ram Truck Month with exclusive offers and financing options at Lipscomb Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Elk City. Good people, great deals since 1979, and at LipscombCDJR.com. But hurry, our Ram Truck Month deals end soon.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Cherokee, 79 degrees. Dew points 57. Humidity's 47. The winds are out of the south at 20 with wind gusts up to 26. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 59 degrees. Sunrise at 7:29, sunset at 7:50. 86 today with south winds. Tonight, south winds continue and 53 for a low. And tomorrow, not bad, partly sunny with south winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with wind gust up to 30. So be aware. Hey, we talked about it Monday. If anybody's been burning brush piles, please go check them things today, because tomorrow and Saturday, it's supposed to be just a little breezy. So what's going on? Hey, you guys got your new penny news hot off the press. Yesterday, the boss went and got it. Got him back to everybody. Go pick it up. And a couple things in here is the Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale Calendar. McIntyre Red Angus sale is coming up Monday, March 31st at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater at the ranch out there. The OK Red Angus Association sale is April 5th at 1 o'clock. And then the Southwest Ranchers sale is April 19th. And then also, what else we got? We got the Elk City one, the 41st Annual Southwest Farm and Home Expo All Breed Bull Sale will be, where is that? Oh, be on the 12th. Sorry, I knew that. I don't even know why I was looking for it. It's at 2 o'clock at the Elk City Convention Sale. We got Angus Hereford, Polled Hereford, and Sim Angus Bulls. And then the barbecue contest. Come on, you guys, bring in some good deals on the barbecue contest. Just go to the Elk City Chamber and check out the Southwest Farm and Home Expo Barbecue Cook-Off and reserve your team spot today. What did I see? 100% payback? Did I see that somewhere? Thought I did. Maybe I was dreaming that. Anyway, you can make some money by cooking some good brisket or ribs or some chicken. It's always a beautiful weekend when they have that Southwest Farm and Home Expo. So that's coming up April 12th and the 13th. I want to share you this article that you guys that haven't read it by picking up your new penny news or haven't just read it. Jerry Nine's got a, and I get this question asked a lot, and I'm not the expert, but the people ask me anyway. He says, I've had several cattlemen tell me several days ago that we are not going higher with the cattle market. I'm not sure if they were judging by the numbers. Often I've been where cattlemen build their faith on what they hear others say. That's not only happens when cattle prices go up, but it also happens when prices go down. Whatever the case, these cattlemen were right this time, so far anyway. I hear some say we will go to 220 on fat cattle and 300 on feeders or get close. Do not take that information like it was definitely happened, because there are lots of factors out there right now, and if they were smart, they should have been buying August fat cattle futures because it wasn't more than 10 days ago they were at 190 per hundredweight. Most all feeders going to the feedlot have a break even at $200 per hundredweight. With a tariff war going on between the U.S. and other countries and lots of wars across the world, who knows? I hope we have established a new beef level price, and when it falls, it doesn't fall to an extreme low. Because we all remember what happened back in 2014 and 15. We went from 100 to zero, and not zero, but you know what I mean? We lost momentum in a hurry, and it lasted for quite a while. And people ask me, "What? How long you think this is going on?" Man, the numbers don't lie. Just look at the numbers. You can find these numbers anywhere. And when the heifer retention starts, start thinking about what you're doing with your cattle. But it takes a while for the heifer retention cycle to happen. They're just going to start breeding them now or this upcoming fall. And then there's going to be 9 months before they have a baby. And then it's going to be another 6 or 7 months before those babies hit the sales. So just keep that in mind. I don't know. I think Dr. Peel predicted it last year, and it was a little later than what he thought it was going to be. But he predicted the cattle numbers were going to go well over 200 on the fats. And what are they right now? Let's see here. I already closed that, but 207 or 208 today. So see what's going on with that. All right. Let's check out what the Forestry Service has got going on. None of the fires that were out here in Western Oklahoma last week made the fire activity, but I did notice the Oak Street fire in Pawnee County and the Little Salt Creek fire in Pawnee County and the 33 Road fire in Logan and Payne counties are still active. The 33 Road fire is 83% contained. And it was 33,000 acres, and the Little Salt Creek looks like it's 100% contained now, and the Oak Street fire in Pawnee, 75% contained. So they're just basically, when you see those high percentages there, it's they're just mopping up and cleaning up. Here, according to the Forestry Department, the outlook, large and significant fire occurrence concern has subsided for a few days, affording fire crews good opportunity to control recent fires. And what it's saying here is Western Oklahoma, during the seasonal transition, much more dynamic weather systems are expected to have both a storm side and a fire effective side, often predicted by dry line intrusion and subsequent cold front passage. So nothing really critical going on here. But tomorrow and Friday in northwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle and out in the Texas Panhandle and parts of western Oklahoma, be alert what's going on with where we got the high winds. Okay, I found something on the forestry deal I'll share with you. This comes from KOSU radio station. They had a deal. The governor reveals Oklahoma's chief forester out of job after wildfire swept across our state. Just weeks after devastating fires ravaged Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt revealed the man in charge of the state forest management is out of a job. Mark Goler, I hope that's how you say his name, has roughly 40 years at the Forestry Department and has worked as the Oklahoma State Forester since 2018. Stitt panned the agency's response to the wildfires that raged across the state in mid-March, burning more than 170,000 acres, killing four people, injuring hundreds, and destroying more than 400 homes, including one owned by the governor near Luther. As Wednesday press conference, the governor was asked why he was no longer work in his role. He said he's the head of the forestry department, and we had a horrible, horrible wildfire in the state of Oklahoma, and I didn't think they did a really good job, Stitt said in his response. It's unclear what part of the wildfire response Stitt did not like, the governor didn't like. His professional biography, Goler's, includes membership in several farming, professional organizations. He testified before a congressional panel chaired by Congressman Frank Lucas, back in 2023 about enhancing fire weather prediction and coordination. A spokesman for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry says Ogler's officially resigning effective Monday. Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur praised him in a written statement. She said Mark Ogler has been a dedicated public servant for over 40 years. His commitment and leadership in wildland fire response in our state, in our state, to the Oklahoma forestry industry is greatly appreciated, and I wish him the very best. You know, there's a lot more to this story here than just that, because I cannot believe this is the reason why I think there's more to the story. I cannot believe the governor relieved him of his duties because of what happened a few weeks ago. Because I'll go back to what a gentleman told me about power lines, electrical power lines, that week is we're prepared for normal storms, 30, 40, 50, 60 mile an hour winds, but we're not prepared for 70 mile an hour hurricane plus winds in Oklahoma or even the Texas panhandle. And they were shutting power off and they were down. I had a friend of mine say his power was shut off at his ranch for 12 hours during that windstorm. So I can't imagine the governor firing him or relieving him of his deal because the forestry department didn't do a good job. And why I say that is no forestry department is prepared for hurricane winds. None. There's nothing you can do. And I really think, like back in 2018 and 19, when Mark first took over doing that job, I was disappointed in some of the reactionary teams that was coming to the fires, like the Ray Fire, the Laverne Fire, the Buffalo Fire, all these fires out by Durham and all that. I was disappointed in what was going on. But when Mark took over, it seemed like things got better. The National Guard helicopters were here. I don't know if they're still here, but they were the other day. The planes here at Burns Flat at the Clint Sherman Air Force Base getting ready, the scoopers. And I don't know. That's what I'm saying. There's got to be a lot more to this story than the public's telling, because I thought Mark was doing a good job myself. Forestry Department was on it. And there's a lot more going on out there than we know. So, all right, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises. And now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. 76 degrees, dew points 56, humidity's 50. The winds are out of the southwest at 21 with wind gusts up to 29. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 61 degrees, sunset at 7:53, 82 for a high today with south winds 20 to 22 with wind gusts up to 30. Tonight more of the same with the wind, mostly cloudy though, 53 degrees. And Friday, tomorrow, mañana, high of 75, south winds 12 to 18 with wind gusts up to 25 plus is what they're saying. I had a message here that I was going to share with you. So I was talking about the governor and Mark, releasing Mark from the forestry department. The difference this year is the governor's house burnt down. Yeah. Well, we could also say this governor didn't have his fire bearer ready for around his house either. I bet there was some cedar trees around there too. So yes, I agree with you, David. Thank you very much for your comment. I'm not dogging on the governor. Like I said, there's more to the story than we're seeing here, but we'll see what happens. Okay. Where's it at? There it is. It wasn't uploaded yesterday. They must have had a long night, Tuesday night. Here is the, come on. There we go. Here's the market reports from the Beaver Stockyards. They had a total of 4,472 head there. 3,964 were calves and yearlings, 488, I believe is that number. Bulls and cows, bred heifers, they had 52 head, average weight 779, average price $251.92 per 100 weight. This deal my boss gave me, I think is helping me focus more, but it's really hurting my Jim Phonics language. 1,962 was the average price per head, but there was quite a few of them over 2,000 head, so the low end brought the average back down. Bulls, here we go. 36 bulls, 1,564 was the weight. 162.15 was the average price, $2,535 per head, and looks like the big bull was $21.95, brought a $1.54. That's $3,380. Bull calves, 114 of them, weighed 634 average. Average price $299.92. $1,900 a head. And then what do we got here? Cows. Ooh, they had quite a few cows here. 185 cows, average weight, 1,051, average price, $154.57, $1,625 a head. Heifer calves, how many of them do we have? 86 heifer calves, average weight, 433, average price, $355.80, $1,540.48 per head. Yearlings, heifer yearlings, we had a bunch of those. Let me get down here. Heifer yearlings, 1,550 head, average weight, 733, average price, $274.56, $2,013.47 per head. Pairs. They look like they had 22 pairs, 1185 weight, price $204.91, $2,427 per head. There was a lot of them in the $3,000 to $3,500 range there. Steer calves, 82 head, average weight, 461, average price, $395.43 per hundredweight, $1,821.65 a head. And the yearlings. Ooh, where'd they go? There we are. Steer yearlings, 2,128 head, average weight, 846, average price, $274.95, average per head, $2,326 per head. Now, let me climb back up here to the heavyweight steers and see what was going on there. Looks like the nine weights were all bringing somewhere around $2,500. Eight weights were bringing somewhere around $2,300 to $2,450. And there was a 1,260-pounder weighed 202, brought $2,545, and there was one weight 1135 brought $235 per hundred weight, $2,667.25. And that is your report from the sale Tuesday at the Beaver Stockyards in Beaver, Oklahoma. Burn bans. Somebody asked about burn bans. I didn't know. I always thought it was called a county burn ban, but Oklahoma Forestry Service, governors and county burn ban. I guess the governor can officially put a burn ban. Harmon County in southwestern Oklahoma. To the east of them, Grady and Stevens and Garvin. Up north in our listening area at 100.1. KWFX out of Woodward. Texas County in the Oklahoma Panhandle. And Alfalfa County and Grant County are under burn bans also. Eastern Oklahoma, you got a couple, two or three going on there. Delaware, Cherokee, and Haskell have burn bans going on there. And I see the question all the time. Why isn't the whole state in a burn ban? Because wildfires are usually caused by something that's usually not a burn ban, that burn bans cause. So it's all right. I imagine we'll start slowly getting one if this drought keeps up. But it's pretty much last-minute call before we go into burn bans, according to county commissioners. See here. You know the – well, I don't think I got time for that. Let me – Outlook, mix, give your bells. Oh, here's some stats I want to share with you. The USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service announced the reinstatement of its July cattle and county estimates for crops and livestock. We knew that. That was cut last year during a budget crunch. The U.S. milk production totaled 17.7 billion pounds in February, according to the USDA's milk production report. This was down 2.5% from last year. Excuse me. Dairy production added 15,000 more head to their barns month over month in February, putting the national dairy herd at 9.41 million head, which is the highest monthly total since May of 2023. Milk production per cow was at 1,885 pounds in February. cattle and calves on feed for U.S. slaughter market and feedlots with capacity of 1,000 or more totaled 11.6 million on March 1st. That's down 2% from March 24. Placements and feedlots during February totaled 1.55 million head, and marketing of fed cattle totaled 1.63 million head, according to the USDA's Cattle on Feed report. You guys have a great day. That's all she wrote for me today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. God bless everybody.